Good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show from WJVM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. This morning I have with me a very good friend of mine from Jerseyville, of course, family man, Dr. Brian Schneath.
How are we doing?
Very good. You are... been a dentist here a few years in Jerseyville.
Yep.
Took over Dr. Dawson's
Dr. practice. Steve Dawson, yeah, good guy.
Yes, and you've been here 3 years.
Yep, almost to the day. It was March 15th was our 3 year anniversary, and I can tell you the time has flown by. Yes. The days go slow, the years go fast.
Yes. A family man.
Yeah.
Yeah, married with...
Yeah,
how many kids you got now?
I got two kids. I got a little one; it's 2 months old, and another little one that's turning three here next weekend. So yeah, and my wife, she does the lion's share of taking care of them. So I got to give her credit.
And she's a dentist as well.
Yes, she is. She does it all. She's kind of the keeps it all together in our household. That's my wife, Kadambri. She takes care of everybody, and me included.
And she's a dentist.
Yep. She's over in Staunton, Illinois.
Yeah, so you guys talk shop a lot when you go home?
Sometimes we do. We try to, when we come home, we try to leave that conversation at the door. But sometimes it spills over into our personal lives. Inevitably, sometimes it does.
Now, how did you end up in Jerseyville?
So, yeah, it's a little bit of a long story, but I'll keep it short. So you went to dental school in Alton at SIU School of Dental Medicine, right down the highway there.
Okay.
And that's where I met my wife.
Okay.
My wife being down from Southern Illinois, Staunton area. I graduated and I kind of knew I kind of wanted to stay down Southern Illinois. My sister lives in St. Louis. Had a lot of friends in the area. And I just decided, hey, I kind of want to stay in this area. And when I first started working as a dentist, I was kind of in the Belleville, Collinsville area, working for a company. I got to a point where I was practicing dentistry, and I kind of got my feet on the ground as far as felt comfortable doing dentistry, and my skills were kind of getting better and better. And I said, I knew I kind of always wanted to own my own business. And so that's when I kind of started looking at buying practices. And buying a practice is not quite like buying a house. It's a little bit a little bit more in depth. But so, yeah, me and my wife started looking at practices to buy, and I found one in Jerseyville. And, came and looked at the practice. And
so where do they advertise a practice at?
The Illinois State Dental Society
has
on their website, they have listings of dentists that are retiring. And it's kind of like somewhat similar to buying a house. There's a middleman, kind of a realtor, if you will, that kind of facilitates the process of doing it. I had looked at several practices, and the one in Jerseyville, even my wife said, as soon as we went and looked at the office, talked to Dr. Dawson, she knew, she could tell the look in my eye that's the one I wanted to, eventually own. And it just kind of, it's one of those things when you it's kind of, again, like buying a house. You go in the house, you know. And Dr. Dawson kind of, I could tell the way he kept his practice and, he was kind of up on his technology, where some offices I went to were kind of outdated. And I said, this is not really what I like to do. And Dr. Dawson kind of, the way he practiced dentistry kind of aligned with the way I like to practice dentistry as well.
Mm-hmm. How many did you look at before you chose Dr. Dawson?
Probably about three or four.
Okay.
All in the kind of the metro East Illinois, Southern Illinois area, probably within 25 miles of, Jerseyville area.
Were you well accepted by the other dentists in town?
Oh yeah, every single dentist here has supported me in some kind of way. Either reached out to me or, covered me when I've been on paternity leave or been out of the office. And that's the one thing about dentistry, and especially in in Jerseyville. The dental community is very supportive, and I feel very grateful that I was always welcomed with open arms by every other dentist in town, and even the specialist, Dr. Varble. Everybody's treated me very well here, and I'm very grateful for that.
I have heard before that being a dentist can be stressful. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely days that you scratch your head and say, why am I doing this? But I'll tell you, for myself, I really do enjoy it. The good days outweigh the bad days. And it's for me, the thing about dentistry is being able to use the gift of my hands and the talent with being able to work with my hands and seeing the transition of somebody from, you know, fixing their smile or fixing the way they're being able to eat. You feel humbled, and it makes you feel good that you help somebody.
You know, that's one thing that you mentioned right there, being able to use your hands. You know, sometimes we don't really think about that. Mm-hmm. You think a dentist, but you have to have some very good dexterity in your hands.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and probably some strength, too.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
So, in dentistry, isn't there a fear factor?
Oh, of course. You know, I'd say about half the people, or probably more than that, that walk into the dental office have some type of dental anxiety or dental fear in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, it's a spectrum, but and most people, they can relate it back to one bad experience. And it's a story that I hear quite often. You know, I was a little kid and I had this one bad experience, and ever since then, I've been kind of petrified of the dentist. So at our office, we try to, you know, put the patient's comfort first and kind of change that mentality that, oh, it's going to be so scary. We try to make, you know, patients feel comfortable in our office.
Yeah. Well, the scary thing is needles and, you know, needles in your arm is one thing, but a needle in your mouth, that could be, I mean, that's, if you can get past that.
Yeah. Well, we have little tricks and ways of trying to make that better.
Oh, you do? What's the trick? Yeah.
Oh, I can't really reveal all my secrets here.
We use
a lot of times, almost every time when we are getting somebody numb, we'll use a little, what we call topical anesthetic, little jelly that kind of dampens the.
Oh, yeah. You've used that on me, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think last time I saw you were crying, though. No, just teasing you.
Yes. So tell me, Doc, what are some do's and don'ts in healthcare that people need to know?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I think, and that's the big picture here. I think we need to step back and take a look at how we can prevent major dental issues so you're not coming to the dental office and needing tons of expensive dentistry. The first thing is to start when you're young. I mean, we recommend that kids as early as the age of one. I mean, I understand that one-year-olds aren't going to be coming in and getting routine cleanings and be able to cooperate, but sometimes just the idea of a child coming in and getting familiar with the sights, the smells, they're familiar with it. So that way when they're three or four and they're starting to get into regular cleanings, they're not fearful. And so that way you can focus on the preventative. That's big, because if you get a child that's not scared of the dentist and they're going to their routine preventative cleanings, then that child grows up and they that's kind of instilled in them. Hey, preventative dentistry is the way to go. We were taught in dental school, you try to prevent major problems. So coming into the dentist twice a year, every 6 months is ideal. You know, brushing your teeth at home two times a day for 2 minutes is ideal. And flossing too. Flossing is one of those ones that people tend to forget to do.
Yes.
And I realize
it's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. I realize it.
It always slips off my finger.
Well, they
but yeah. I do it. I yeah. do it. Yeah.
But, we try to prevent, you know, major problems. Now, I understand in reality, things are going to happen, but the goal is to minimize the expensive big procedures that everybody's scared of. So coming in every 6 months, brushing your teeth, flossing your teeth, that's a good starting point. So the don'ts are, don't wait till the last minute to take care of your teeth, because that's when it's, you know, someone's scared of going to the dentist. They wait, put it off for years and years and years, and then they go to the dentist and they have all these problems, and it almost confirms their fears. Like, see, this is why I didn't come to the dentist. So that's why we advocate, be ahead of the curve, be ahead of the problems. And usually someone that comes in for preventative care, they're getting minor work done, maybe a small filling every year or every 2 or 3 years, minor stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not the major stuff. So if you stay on top of your dental health, it can prevent major issues.
Is there anything you say, it's better not to eat this or not to do this?
Well, you know, one thing, you know, people like to chew, you know, it's like chewing gum. It's bad habits, like biting your fingernails, stuff like that. Things you're not supposed to do. Those things can...
Those are harder than your teeth, biting fingernails? You never told me that.
But yeah, biting finger, we call them parafunctional habits, things that you're not supposed to do. They can be hard on not only just your teeth, but your jaw joint too. And that's another problem too. Yeah. A lot of people, young people, like chew gum, and you know, they'll come in and, oh, my jaw hurts when I wake up in the morning. I mean, I'm not saying having a piece of gum every once in a while, but it's the chronic, you know, the chronic habits that we're not supposed to do that can end up becoming problems.
How about chewing tobacco?
Oh, that's no good. A good one. Yeah. Yeah. We don't ever recommend that, and that's one thing
it's kind of hard on your gums.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We always recommend, you know, again, the preventative stuff. That's something
we do. How about soda, sugar?
Oh, soda's a bad one. Soda's twofold bad. It's acidic and it's sugary. And not only bad on your teeth, but it's bad on your digestive system and bad on your kidneys. Tastes good, but it's not good for your body.
Not good for you.
Yeah.
Yes. Water. Water's the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Or beer. Maybe. Depends where you're at.
Beer's got a lot of water in it, though.
That's true. 80%, 90% water. So, Doc... I heard that, you know, with your office, that you're really digital. You're a digital dentist. Digital dentist office. Tell me about that.
So, yeah, that's kind of a new word in dentistry we're hearing more often. And just everybody knows, probably everybody's got a smartphone in their pocket or a computer in their pocket these days. And just like the smartphones, dentistry technology is exponentially evolving. I mean, every year there's newer stuff. Again, back to Dr. Dawson, I saw that he was kind of on the forefront of staying up with technology. And that's something I kind of really am interested too, is the dental technology. And these days, you know, we get away from the old goopy impressions, the sticky impressions that everybody hates, that gag and stuff. Now we have a little wand that takes almost like a scan or a 3D image of your teeth. And that's now it's a digital impression.
Oh,
so it's less messy. It's quicker. And another thing is, you know, I've always seen a flaw when my previous job of, okay, I do the dental work, and then I have to send something to a lab, and I'm trusting somebody else to kind of help me facilitate a patient's treatment.
Right.
Well, I try to cut out that middleman, and I try, not always, but I try to do most of my dental work in-house.
Yourself.
Yeah. So that digital dentistry has allowed me to do that. So we take advantage of 3D printing and milling. So 3D printers allow us to do a lot of different things, and that's 3D printing is kind of the future of dentistry. Right now, we can 3D print dental models, occlusal devices, appliances that go inside the mouth, surgical guides, clear aligners for braces. And in the future, you're going to be able to see crowns that are being able to be 3D printed, dentures that are 3D printed. Yeah. And then also along with that, we also use mills to mill crowns and bridges and stuff like that.
So you do crowns and implants are part of your...
Yeah, we do. I mean, definitely do regular fillings and stuff like that. But one thing that makes our office unique is we offer same-day crowns. So basically, opposed to the kind of conventional way is you take a big goopy impression that gets sent off to the lab, takes about 2 weeks to make. And in the meantime, the patient is stuck with a temporary. Those temporaries come off, they break. Patient calls me, hey, my temporary came off.
Same day cramp.
Yes. Yeah, so you have to avoid all that mess.
That is crazy.
So yeah, it basically bring the patient in and do our prep work. And in about just about an hour, you can have a crown made and you're out of the office.
Wow, that's unbelievable. When did they start doing this?
Dr. Dawson was doing it. But again, the technology is evolving more and more. The materials we're using are getting stronger. The machines are getting more accurate. They're getting faster. But yeah, this is same day crowns has been available in the dental field for, I don't know, 10 years plus. But now it's just starting to become more and more easier to use. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we have 2 mills at our office, and most of the time there are exceptions, but I'd say about 95% of the time when you need a crown or a bridge, we can make it right in the office in one day.
Wow. You know, I saw one of my young nieces the other day, and she goes, "Look at my teeth." And I looked at them, and she had clear braces on. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You guys do that?
Yes, we do. We don't take on every single case. The major orthodontic, issues are going to be still going to be referred to an orthodontist. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you get somebody that's, let's say they're in their, 30s and, "Hey doc, I had braces done when I was a kid and, I didn't wear my retainer and my teeth have moved a little bit, or I got a small gap," or just minor movements that can be corrected fairly easily with our clear aligners. We use a system called SureSmile. And yeah, again, we're using digital dentistry to scan everything. You get a series of trays, and you wear them for about 22 hours a day. And the time frame varies on patient to patient, but generally you can get it done between about 6 months to a year, depending on the severity of the movement that you're going to be doing.
I see. We talked earlier, and you said you were talking about a savings plan that you put into play.
Oh yeah,
that's for some people. They don't have insurance, but the saving plan works.
Yeah, so we've seen a need for patients that don't have insurance, and yeah, we understand that dentistry can be expensive. So we've kind of developed it's almost like our in-house insurance. You don't have insurance, we can join the savings plan. You pay money up front, and that allows you to get some preventative care, X-rays, cleanings. But along with that, the savings plan is gets you a percentage off treatment. So let's say you come in and you have a lot of stuff that needs to be done. That'd be a good opportunity to join our savings plan, and you can save quite a bit of money, almost like you're on on your own insurance. Because there are a lot of people out there that don't have dental insurance.
Yes. And you can do that for families or individuals.
Yes. Yeah.
Couples.
Bonnie, you call her office, talk about it, Bonnie. She can give you all the details and all the information about that.
Cool. What are some basic maintenance that a person should be doing with their teeth?
Yeah, we kind of touched on this, but these are kind of obvious things, but sometimes the details aren't so obvious. Brushing your teeth. You really want to be doing that twice a day. For 2 minutes. So for kids, we say,
okay,
times for 2 minutes.
Right. But there's a certain way you brush them too, right?
Absolutely. And that's another point too. A lot of people, you watch somebody on a TV show or a movie, they're scrubbing their teeth like they're scrubbing tile. That's not really the way you want to do it.
Yeah.
It's kind of almost like a soft brush or a massage, if you will. Because you can have patients with problems that when they start brushing too hard, you get something called toothbrush abrasion. So you want to do it for 2 minutes, two times for 2 minutes, but it's a gentle brush. It's not a scrub.
I know. That's what they told me. Quit brushing so hard. Doc, do you have anything else that you want to put out there?
Well, yeah. I mean, I am very grateful to be in this this Jerseyville community. Everybody I've ever been involved with, especially you, have been very supportive of me. And when I first came to Jerseyville, I was a little bit timid and kind of concerned. Am I going to be accepted in this community as an outsider? And my worries within probably the first 6 months completely disappeared. Everybody's been very supportive of me. And it's been a blessing, to be here in Jerseyville and be able to serve this community. Another blessing I've had is my staff. My staff, They're the reason they take care of my patients. That's their top priority. They make my life easy at work. I have a very extremely good staff. They are very good with the patients, and most of the time, it's the patients like my staff members. They really appreciate the good job that they do for them every single day.
Well, I've been a patient of yours ever since you came to town.
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you, I guarantee, you know, you're a good one. That's for sure. Dr. Dawson was too. And you are too. And glad you're in town.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
Have a great day.
Yeah, we'll see you around. Take care.
Bye.